Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high quality nerd commentary, we got my son Colton, aka Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
It's your boy Pizza Parker, aka the Denim Spider.
Yes, sir.
The Denim Ranger.
Yes, sir.
AKA the Jean Lantern.
Yes, sir.
AKA Rowdy Rowdy Wranglers. I
stole that. He stole my shit
over there. Ah, he didn't even see that one coming because that's one of my favorite ones. Yes, sir. We are here. Thank you, Mr. Denim Bucket Hat.
Yes, sir.
Himself. You get what I'm saying?
Yo,
come on, man.
And as always, we got gas floating around in the atmosphere doing this thing. I mean, and you know who it is? It's your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka the Jingo. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? Aka Jean Claude Van Damme himself. You know what I mean? Welcome to the Genies.
We're back.
Welcome to the Genies. Do you, I just want y'all to take a second, especially for those of you that have been supporting and are part of like the Patreon and shit. Mm-hmm. Just take a second to look at the production. Like, niggas got a production.
First of all, do you know how long it took me to set up these curtains? Perfectly behind us.
Listen, we got the floating genies on each side.
The floating genies going on.
Hey, man. You seen the top.
I don't know if I see the denim tie. And which actually really matches my shirt.
Going crazy. Going crazy. Well. I just want y'all to know, I pulled out the denim dunks for y'all.
Denim sneakers is hat. These are the real Jean Lantern waves happening.
Just want y'all,
right,
just want y'all to know.
We
know
did
what
it
mean?
For y'all, man. We did it for y'all because we love y'all. For real.
Yo, all right. So speaking of denim, every year before we really start the awards, we have to give out one special denim award, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the Lifetime Jean Mint Award, okay? Mm. And this year, so to set it up, before I give this person this award, if you check the Mighty Metahumans Twitter, we like to like just post random Jean pictures, you know what I mean, to show how strong our movement really is. And while looking for pictures, there was this one guy, I won't forget, because I wasn't familiar with his game. I was not. I found the pictures, and if you go back in his early years, he was wilding when he was young.
Same thing.
So the winner of the 2024 Jean Mint Award. Jackie Chan, bro. Jackie Chan. The nigga who won't know, he don't want no trouble.
You know what's crazy?
He just want denim.
And that might be controversial.
In a way. Okay, okay.
Because Jackie Chan, not a great father.
Okay, okay.
Not the best father.
Because he spent too much time with his denim.
But guess what? The number one Jean Smith.
Hey.
We gotta respect the hustle and the grind.
Listen, that's I don't know. I can't speak on his parenting, but I can speak on his denim, bro.
Yeah, that's all we can talk about. So,
this
guess
is
what?
Not, yo, this is not the parentees, okay?
All I will say is that usually I would be against awards given to bad parents, but this is about the amount of denim you
hey,
have.
So, hey, listen.
And at this point, I'm starting to think he sacrificed raising his kids for me.
Hey, look. Hey.
So
if
look,
y'all don't believe it, just Google it.
That's our daily Jackie Chan slander. Let's get back to him getting this award.
So thank you, Jackie Chan. Yes. Yes, we have an actual award
Jackie
to give you.
Jackie Chan, the Genie Award winner.
Yes. Yes.
Trying to find the perfect spot so they don't look like there's holes in these. It could be distressed, though.
Hey.
Look at it's gold.
The range.
Remember
the
that.
Range. Distressed gold. Your faves could never.
Your faves could never. Exactly.
All right. So you give out the first award.
Okay. We're just starting off with a bang like this.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So if you guys know me, y'all know that I love video games, right?
Mm.
And there's been a few video games that have been fighting for supremacy.
That's true.
I mean, In the Gamer Awards, one of these already won.
Mm.
And one of these didn't win shit.
They did not.
But at the same time, this is us. This is people that you trust. This is our opinions, aka our expertise.
Yes.
And the Game of the Award, Game of the Year nominees are Spider-Man 2.
Woo.
Baldur's Gate 3. Street Fighter 6.
Mm.
Final Fantasy 16. Alan Wake 2.
Tough choices.
Those are tough choices.
Those are tough choices.
You guys know our awards. This is not live.
It's not.
But if it was live, we would be asking you guys to do votes beforehand, but we deliberate on the spot.
Yes. If I had to pick, I have not played Baldur's Gate. I'm not going to sit here and lie. But I did see a clip recently of like all the possibilities when it comes to like doing things. I feel like that's incredibly innovative. Mm-hmm. So that would be towards the top of my list just off the fact. And that was just like one mission that they were talking about. However, I play Spider-Man 2. My nigga Venom was going kind of crazy, okay? Yeah, so unfortunately, that's where my vote. I'm sorry, Baldi. I didn't play you. So I'm going to be a phony if I said you.
This is going to be crazy. As I said earlier, if y'all see that man behind me, that's my life. Baldur's Gate 3 deserves Game of the Year.
Wow!
All right, let me explain. I love Spider-Man. I love the lore of this game. I love Venom. He was going crazy. I love Spider-Man and Miles. They was going crazy in tandems. People keep talking about how it's a cutscene game. I think it's bullshit. I think they're lying. It's not like just only QuickTime events all the fucking time. It's actually a very great, innovative action-adventure game.
Yes.
But they didn't add co-op. That's the only reason why they didn't win Game of the Year to me.
Wow.
And that's me being harsh on something that I really love.
Yes.
Baldur's Gate, not only as a single player experience, is fucking fire, interactive, all those things that I said about Spider-Man, besides it's not really action in the moment, action RPG type of things, like a click and point, like you do strategizing and shit.
Uh-huh.
The co-op changes the game completely.
Wow.
So it's like, it's weird that Spider-Man got put in a place where like, they gave us basically the greatest version of their game, but I know that they can do a little bit more. And Larian, who was a smaller studio, gave us like such innovative differences and changes within that their game that I believe that Baldur's Gate 3 deserves Game of the Year. I'm so sorry, Insomniac. I love y'all to death, but I think Baldur's Gate 3 deserves it.
Listen, we're going to give it to Baldur's Gate, and I'm telling you why, because you have a hardcore Super Spider-Man fan here telling you that Spider-Man did not deserve. That's how you know Baldur's Gate is that fucking good.
And I am the Baldur's Gate guy. I be playing that game.
That's fucking nuts.
But like,
that's fucking nuts.
I hate that it came out the same year as Spider-Man. Because now I look crazy all the time.
Listen. Hey, yeah, that's just the testament.
You know,
testament.
Clap it up to Baldur's Gate.
Hey, man.
Larian Studios, y'all deserve it. I believe that you guys deserve it. I can't wait to post this clip and get killed for it.
They going to cook this nigga.
I can't wait till I get cooked for it, but I believe it. I don't care.
Okay.
Congratulations, Larian.
Congratulations. All right. So I'm going next, as you guys can see from the envelope in front of me. So while we just tackled something somewhat serious, we want to tackle something else that's also serious. Just hold up your award for me, please.
Gotcha.
This award kind of came about after I saw Godzilla. Right? I saw the new Godzilla, and I found out that they had a $15 million budget.
Yes, sir.
Which, if you've seen that movie, does not look like $15 million.
It looks like... Okay.
So, the next award is the White Collar Criminal Award for Money Laundering.
I love this award. There's multiple studios that need this. Go ahead, continue.
So, the nominees for this award. Secret Invasion. Thor Love and Thunder. The Flash. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And CW's entire superhero catalog.
Okay, so can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is there any way for us to give an award to the MCU and then also give an award to WB?
Okay, sure.
I feel like they both deserve.
They can split. They can split a genie. They can each get a side.
Name like three Marvel movies and titles that were fucking obviously them stealing money, and then you also named DC, who like They're so broke right now from stealing money.
Hey, listen.
That, it's crazy.
They've been cooking the books, bro. That's a lot of money laundering that's been going on.
Marvel, congratulations.
Yo, great job, you guys. You can all come up.
Disney and fucking WB fucking did it. Both teams did it. This is the first time y'all work together.
Please, please come to the stage and pick up your award. The cops are waiting up here.
You got the authorities waiting for you backstage.
Please come up. Got him.
All right. We're going to move on to our next award, which I actually think is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So this is one of the most coveted awards, at least here.
Yes.
Because you know us. High quality nerd commentary.
Yes, sir.
We love comics. We love movies. We love animation. That's a good segue, isn't it? And so we're going to do Animated Film of the Year.
Woo!
The nominees are Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Already going crazy.
TMNT Mutant Mayhem.
Yo, y'all seen the last episode?
The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yahoo!
We got a very underrated one coming up right now. The Boy and the Heron.
I just saw that. Amazing. That was good.
Robert Pat. Justice League War World. That got the most silence, probably, but it still
it's good, but it's tough competition.
And this is hard for me because there's two movies that I think deserve this nod because of pure hype numbers, how it did, how it changed it. But there's also one that is so underrated that it could sneak and win this. But I'm not gonna give it to The Boy and the Heron only because I didn't see it. But and every review I've seen and every preview and all,
y'all can trust me. It was good.
Look, man, he's saying that it's really good.
It was good.
If he decided that that was his shit and I still didn't see it, I would probably take his word for it if he explained it. So it's between Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and TMNT to me. But I
so I'm gonna it's unanimous. I'm going with Spider-Man. Spider-Man, like, granted. You saw our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle episode on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Mutant Mayhem is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. If it came out on a different year, kind of like what you said with Spider-Man and Baldur's Gate, it wins for me. Like, that's easy.
Absolutely.
But Spider-Man is genre changing. It's just like, genre changing.
It's a juggernaut.
The things they did with art in that film, and I'm talking from like a nerdy artist perspective, right? Not even a Spider-Man fan at the moment. They earned that. Like, I don't even know how they're going to top that in the next one, but they earned that in every single way. You can tell a lot of love went into Mutant Mayhem. That's clear watching that movie. It's just, it fell at the wrong time. It came out at the wrong time, honestly. And The Boy and the Heron, awesome movie. The only strike I put on the jacket is that was supposed to be his last film, and they kind of said he's going to come up with another one now. So it kind of takes a little bit away from that when it's like, this is supposed to be your farewell.
Sure.
And you're like, well, this did so well. You know what? We're going to do one more. So it kind of takes a little bit away from it. But it's still fantastic film. But even with all those great films, Spider-Man, bro. Like, that's probably one of the best animated anything.
It got it. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse can win actual movie of the year. That's how good it is.
Yes. So, yeah. So, clap it up for Miles.
Yeah, clap it up for Miles.
My brother. You know what I mean? It's your boy, Miles Morales.
Come get your damn award.
Come web sling. Come pick it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, you feel me?
You know what I mean? All right. So, we're doing the next award. So, while he did animated movie of the year, I'm going to do animated series of the year.
Ooh.
There are some good ones. There's a sleeper in here. It's not a sleeper anymore because people started catching on. But for me, it was a sleeper when it first came out. And the nominees are Invincible Season 2, Part 1.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. Blue Eye Samurai. Castlevania Nocturne. Record of Ragnarok Season 2.
Scavenger's Reign didn't make it? That's crazy. Okay.
If I'm picking...
What was it again?
Invincible.
Invincible.
Scott Pilgrim. Blue-Eyed Samurai.
Castlevania.
Record of Ragnarok.
Samurai.
Listen, if you have, by the time you watch this this episode. Love. If you have not seen Blue Eye Samurai, that was a sleeper hit.
I'm on episode 4.
Bro, I finished it. I finished it the same day, bro. I
just started it yesterday.
I finished it the same day.
Been telling me to watch it. I'm on episode 4.
Listen.
They win.
You guys, if you watch this and you follow me on Twitter, just search my name in Blue Eye Samurai. I was on it the day it dropped, and it's just been blowing up ever more since.
Come get your fucking award.
Listen. And to be fair, even if they didn't win with Blue Eye Samurai, they still had Castlevania on this list. Castlevania, like, they never slipped when in terms of animation. They've been going crazy.
I'm storming the stage. Hey, why don't nobody talk about Scavenger's Reign? One of the greatest shows on Max that nobody's fucking talk about. That is one of the greatest cinematic animated masterpieces I've ever seen in my goddamn life. And y'all... Sorry. All right, be back to me.
Okay.
All right, this is my favorite award. I fucking love this award. All right, man, we about to give out the Pepe Le Pew Award, the Funk and Stinkers of the Year.
Stinkeroonies.
They farting it up in the spot. Yo, if you smelt it, they dealt it. Absolutely. All right, we're going to... This list is fucking crazy, because I wish I could give everyone the award. But we're going to be fair this year.
We're going to
everybody the award before.
Yeah, we're going to try to do less shares this year.
Yeah, we're going
to
give people
definitively. Yes.
All right, so the first nominee for the Pepe Le Pew Award of Funk. Secret Invasion.
Hey. Brother,
The Flash, CW's final season.
Hey,
you know what? You can also throw the movie in there. That could be a double feature. Gotham Knights. Whoa, woo! I didn't even know that show came out. Hey. Crazy, I thought they canceled it.
They sure did.
The next one is 65. I don't even know what that is.
Hey, that, yeah, hey.
Is it that movie with Kylo Ren? Listen,
we're going to talk about that in a second.
Okay, and then
continue.
My favorite out of all of them, The Idol with The Weeknd. The only show to get canceled while it was happening.
Oh my God.
Listen. The Idol, man. I really want to give The Idol this.
But I saw 65 in theaters, bro.
You know what? We might have to give it to 65 because I didn't know what that was when I read it.
Listen.
Is that the shit with the dinosaurs?
That's the shit with the dinosaurs.
Like, it wasn't dinosaurs. They thought it was like, you thought it was some time travel shit, and then it was dinosaurs.
And it turned, we found out while watching the movie. I'll spoil it for y'all because I don't give a fuck. I did do a 1 minute review on this, and literally all I said in that was no good. No. That's literally what my review said. 1 minute or less.
It was bad.
Honestly. It's one of the stupidest movies I've ever seen in my entire life. I hate that Kylo Ren did that. I hope he got the money for the bar or whatever debt he had to pay. Salute. Because
let's be real.
It was a terrible movie, Kylo, bro. Don't do that again, bro. Don't do that again. Don't fucking do that again, bro.
You know what we're going to do? When you come up here, we're going to fix your resume.
We're going to take that off.
For free.
We're going to take that shit off.
Not even take it off. We're going to fix your resume so you get better roles.
Yeah. We're going to clean your...
Fuck you.
We're going to clean your LinkedIn up, bro.
We got you, bro. We got you, man.
That's not going to happen 2 years in a row, bro. I better not see a fucking 66. I tell you that.
Yo, what if it's a 67? What if they skip 66? And they go straight to
67? Oh, my God. Yo. Don't do that shit again, bro. All right. So, yeah, please come get your award. I don't know what you want me to do here. Okay. So the next award, we're dealing with, best live action in a series. Mm. And the nominees are Ahsoka.
Mm.
One Piece.
Mm.
The Last of Us. Mandalorian Season 3 and Twisted Metal. Who do you have winning this? I got Last of Us.
I feel like fuck everyone up right now.
Hey, go ahead. Go
Twisted
crazy.
Twisted Metal. How about Anthony Mackie, nigga? I don't care what nobody say. I enjoyed that show way too much. Like, way too much. Like, almost to the point where I went in as a joke and I came out like, wait, when the next season?
Which, by the way, they've announced. They have announced the next season. So
Anthony Mackie's a goofy fucking goober, but I hope he wins this award.
All right, so off rip, I thought Ahsoka was probably one of the best things Star Wars wise that Disney has done, aside from like Andor, and the first season of Mandalorian. Like, it's really good. One Piece, super shocker. Like, that granted, we've talked about it before, and in past episodes, there are other great live action, like, that people don't talk about, like Kenshin and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But One Piece kind of helped Netflix in terms of, like, animation going to live action, because we thought they was going to do that with Cowboy Bebop, and that shit did not plan out at all. So the fact that Cowboy Bebop was a flop, this was guaranteed, like, dead on arrival for me. Like, I was, Yan Yu, I was ready to come in here and tear up the fucking One Piece live action.
Yeah.
And that shit was fucking good, bro. That shit was fucking good, bro. Like, I couldn't knock it. The Last of Us, like, that shit was, like, you don't even have to play games to like that. Like, you can literally just go in and
it's
just,
I think it works better as, like, a series than it does as a game.
It's fucking good. It's really fucking good. It kind of gave that old school, Game of Thrones, everybody gather on social media Sundays. Like, even if you wasn't a fan of it before, you became a fan because it was that good. Mandalorian, I just like space guns, and we had every fucking Mandalorian you could think of except Boba Fett. So that made the shit even more fire, nigga. Every single Mandalorian showed up except Boba Fett.
It was hot.
And just like you said, yo, Twisted Metal was a sleeper. I want to give it to Anthony Mackie just to be different, but if I'm being fair, Last of Us wins that. It's too good. However, next year, season two of Twisted Metal, they might have some shit.
Look out for
that. Because that final episode of Twisted Metal, when they was going crazy in the cars, nigga. Hey.
Good show.
Anthony, you were close. You were fucking close, but... I'm sorry. Last of Us was right there, bro. I'm sorry. It's good though. And I'm season two. You got a promo just now from us. Season two coming soon, nigga.
That's a fact. All right. We're gonna move on to this next award.
Yes.
Which is this is actually best live action adaptation in a movie.
Okay.
So all of these are basically things or toys or games that we love,
mm-hmm.
and they've been turned into some real life shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One is actually based off some real life shit, but it's also a video game, very bestseller. And the four nominees are Godzilla Minus One, Gran Turismo,
hey,
Transformers Rise of the Beast,
mm-hmm.
and Dungeons and Dragons. Honor Among Thieves, right?
Yeah.
So,
if I had to choose...
I think you'd be shocked at my choice.
I'm not going to be shocked because I like all of those. But if I'm going to choose out of those four, and I'm trying not to use recency bias, Godzilla was... I went in... I think I was more shocked at Godzilla than I probably was even at Dungeons & Dragons. And that was really, really fucking good.
I was going to say my first choice would be Dungeons & Dragons. My second would be Godzilla.
Godzilla for me was a you know why? Maybe because there's no other villain in it. Yeah. So it was really just like, how do you make this movie good for the next 90 minutes?
Godzilla, so yes. I'll give it to Godzilla Minus One also.
Yeah, like,
well. Even though Dungeons and Dragons does deserve a spot.
Yes, that was a fantastic movie that I hope gets a sequel. But for me, Godzilla was like, he's not fighting anyone. So how do you make this entertaining for the next 90 minutes? And they did it. Like, it had a great human story. Maybe we do an episode on that.
That's true.
Like, great human story. You actually rooted for the guy, like, by the end, and it had a great conclusion. I was actually fucking shocked in the theater. I enjoyed it. So Godzilla, if you can make it to the stage, can y'all make room for Godzilla, please?
Please.
Let him come to the stage.
Please.
Godzilla, great job, bro. Great fucking job, son. All right, so the next award, I want to make sure I do this correctly. This is a new award that joined our arsenal, and this award is called the That's Hot Paris Hilton Award.
Nice.
For a hot new series. The nominees are Hijack on Apple Plus, Invasion, also on Apple Plus, The Fall of House Usher, from Netflix, Special Ops Linus, Paramount, and The Night Agent, Netflix.
The Fall of House
the fall of Avengers.
That shit is heat, nigga. Oh, Netflix. Oh, you won this award, bitch. I don't even care what that has got to say. Ooh, come get this shit. I'm going to watch that shit after this, man. That shit is crazy. Yo, it's like yesterday I was like, damn, I haven't been on Netflix in a minute. Then I went on Netflix. I was like, wait, I've got so much heat.
Yo. So I want to say, I'm going to go with House Usher because it really is good. By the end, I didn't expect that ending and I ended up staying up. I only had plans to like watch like the first three or four episodes and I went right through until like 5 in the morning. That shit was good. Now, before we move on to the next award, which you're going to do, I just want to give a shout out to Hijack and Secret Invasion. Invasion. Because Apple TV, you guys have been like on a tear.
You guys don't care about your marketing and should.
Exactly.
Because you guys' shows are really fucking
good. If you guys put a little bit of marketing into your shows, like, fantastic. Like, you know what it is? I feel like you know your shows are so good. You're just like, yo, people will find it. Like, they'll catch on. Like, it's heat. It's a lot of fucking great shows on Apple TV. Special Ops Linus was fucking fantastic with Zoe Saldana. Like, she went crazy as the secret agent shit. Like, that shit was hard. And the Night Agent.
What's up? Real? I think the Night Agent is ass.
Really?
I really do.
Really? I actually enjoyed that shit. What's
crazy about that show is like...
Is it because of the Night Deviant?
No.
Are you signing with the Night Deviant right now?
Because I wanted to like that nigga because I hate the Night Deviant. But the thing was, like, I don't know. It just reminds me of a really good CW show.
Damn, this nigga said I should have put that in the money laundering list.
No. It shouldn't be on the money laundering list because it's not bad, per se. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just... Sometimes I feel like the lines come out and it's like, did you use that ass? He that ass said that? Like, he's serious just now? Like, I feel like that the main guy, like, they... I feel like they write him like the 80s and 90s action heroes. That's probably... I see the camp in it and I'm not enjoying it. Like, I feel like I see how recent it is and shit. Like, even in the beginning, like, when they was like, why'd you bug out about your father? And he was, you don't get your fucking dad. Like, I was just like... What the fuck is good with this nigga, man? But yeah,
I'm with
the show.
I'm with honestly, you couldn't go wrong with anybody that lives for me. For me. Go ahead.
All right. Got it. This is another award. This seems like it has a new name, but like we always have this award. Love this name. Magikarp Flopper of the Year. Like, you just throw that movie on the fucking ground or that show on
just
the ground.
Just let it do it.
And it's going to just... And like, guess what? No one's gonna pay attention to it. They're just gonna keep walking past it, and just gonna keep doing that until you bring it back into the Pokeball.
This move is ineffective.
So, the first one is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. The second, The Flash. The third, Napoleon.
Yo,
which high key shouldn't be there, but I get why it's there. Fourth, Secret Invasion.
Hey, I've never seen a show before you continue get so many nominations on the Genies. I feel like this is
and
a,
also not winning any
not a single one.
And the last one, the Lord of the Rings Gollum, game, right?
Hey, yes.
I didn't know that existed. I thought that was a fever dream. You know, everything like something don't exist, and then you see footage for a minute, you're like, oh shit, that shit was real. Okay. That's how I feel about that game.
Oh shit.
I would say,
okay, who you got?
Real talk. We gotta pick the Flash. They WB went bankrupt, like banking on these niggas. Like, we have to pick the Flash. Like, there's nothing like this. There's no other movie that was so coveted. That was like so like, yeah, we about to, oh my God, this shit. Tom Cruise lied. Jaden Smith lied. Every celebrity lied.
Stephen King lied.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, all these niggas.
James Gunn got hired and then kept lying. Ezra Miller was climbing it up.
Yo.
Like, and it still flies.
He's making a case.
He's making a case. As the sleeper win, because, like, that movie is supposed to be a very serious movie, and everyone just keeps talking about how funny it is. And, like, I think that's hilarious, but it's not really a flop in the way that I think it's a flop. Any Joe's movie, who asked for that?
We didn't need that.
Absolutely won that.
We could have, yeah, they got close.
Secret Invasion, you guys almost won an award.
Yo,
for real.
You almost won because you, to me, you were a flop. Like, you were absolutely. I can't count how many times we talked on this podcast how we were excited for that show, and then it came, and it was just like, what the fuck happened?
You guys are right on the cusp of being a flopper. But congratulations,
Ezra Miller stole that from you
because you know he steals everything. You know what I'm saying? Yo, and you know, you get better, shit. You get better at pronouns.
Hey, gotta respect it. Even if you're a criminal,
even if they are a criminal,
even if you're a criminal, gotta respect it. Listen.
All right.
So now that we kind of cover one of our coveted awards, this award is one of my favorites. And the reason why this is one of my favorites is it's controversial every year. And after me personally winning last year, because I kind of spazzed on y'all niggas and they ain't like it, but you know what I mean? I spazzed on y'all niggas. I felt this year we need to start fresh. We needed a new biz. It's like being Zordon. We need a new batch of teens, nigga, with attitudes. Like, we couldn't just use the same name. So I went out. You know what I mean? I found some new names. I mean, and we're going to discuss. And before we started the episode, started the awards, I had Colton take a look at some of the pictures from some of these people. So, you know, like, and he saw it. Some of these niggas went kind of crazy. All right. So the collector of the year for 2024. The nominees are Jose. His collection, it features Power Rangers. He had like Indiana Jones stuff. This guy, yeah, he has the Boba Fett. He got Marvel stuff. His Steelbooks and Blu-ray collection is fucking insane. It's like Blockbuster in his house. Like, it's nuts. Rainey Oval. You guys know him on Twitter. He has an impressive collection of Gundam RX 78s of all types, of all different models. He got the MGs, he got the RGs, HGs, like all of them. Like, he got the Supreme. I'm pretty sure I saw the Supreme joint in the back. It's very unique in the sense that he doesn't have a ton of Gundams. It's one specific model in different styles, and that's pretty fucking nuts for a collector to me. Wolf of Jeff, quiet guy. However, if you see his Funko Pop collection, it's very impressive. And he's very black. You know what I mean? In the sense that it's all black characters. Like, it's all Funkos and they're all black characters. And I fuck with that. You know what I mean? Pro black, we fuck with it. And Christian M. Swan. Now, before we start deliberating, I just want to let y'all know. His Gundam collection is nuts in the sense that he is a customizer and he does the painting jobs himself. I showed him a purple Epion that he did and he put like the glowing lights inside the model. It's fucking insane. Like, he has models that I have and my models don't look that good because of the way he customizes them shits. Insane. Absolutely insane. So if we're going to have to pick a winner, to me, it's going to come down between Christian and Jose. And the reason why I'm going to pick Jose.
I was going to say, I'm going to pick Jose based off of pure variety and difference and of the collection. Because he has comic books.
Yes.
He has cosplays.
Yes.
He has masks.
Yes.
He has Gundams. He has Funko Pops. He has action figures. Like, his sheer, like, just
variety
will give him collector of the year. Now, also, Rainy with the Gundams, the specific Gundam.
I like stuff like that too.
Because like that's like you getting into a real niche thing.
Yes.
Even Wolf with Funkos, because I also do Funkos. I should have joined in as the Lego nigga. Like, I want to let y'all shine. But
yes, Jose, yes.
And then the last guy, he does Christian. All the custom. And he his shit is like nice. Shoes. Like nice. Special shoes yes. for it. So yes. they look amazing. So everyone yes. deserves this award.
However,
Jose,
I'm going to tell
you get that.
The reason why I'm picking Jose for this is just like you said, variety. But one of the most important things for me as a collector is presentation.
Mm-hmm.
His presentation for his collection is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, it is pristine. It's behind glass. It has like the lights and like the cabinets and shit. Like, that's why I won last year. Okay. I'm not even going to hold y'all. Like, everybody had crazy collections, but I killed niggas with the fucking presentation. And his presentation is fucking flawless. So to my guy Jose,
to you, man.
We're gonna put links for all these people's collections in the description so you can see it for yourself. But my guy Jose, congratulations.
Thanks.
Genie winner. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Saying that I could have smoked y'all if I really wanted to, because if you go on my Twitter,
I have like he a going whole crazy. Year worth of
he's going crazy.
Of me building Legos.
He's going crazy.
Mega blocks. Me building things. Me building Gundams.
He's going crazy.
But I want y'all to win.
But we have to step aside. And like,
even though I feel a type of way that I never won the award, but like, it's okay. Like, it's fine.
We're going to open it back to everybody next year.
I'm off of that. I'm never going to do it. Never, ever. Even when I get mad rich and I can shit on y'all, I'm never going to do it.
Look at Jay-Z, the fucking awards, son. He's never showing up.
Nah, I'm going to be here. I'm just never going to be a part of the collectors of the year. I fuck with y'all though. Y'all real. Yo, shout out Jose, man.
No.
You are amazing. Shout out everybody. You guys.
Facts.
But we're gonna move on to superhero show of the year.
Okay.
You know, this could get down to the nitty gritty because there's a few. You know, there's three good shows on here. I'm not gonna say which, but I'm gonna name them out loud, and you guys are gonna figure out which of the three good shows. The nominees are Gen V.
Okay.
Secret Invasion.
Okay.
Loki Season 2.
Mm.
Titan Season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Invincible.
Mm. Okay. I am going to have to lean towards Gen V. Yeah. I was kind of thinking about it for a second. Gen V. And I think part of the reason why is for me it was a sleeper because it's literally a brand new show.
And it's a branch off, so we
a branch off, like yeah, but it was like it didn't even really need a connection to the boys, to be honest. Like we saw Homelander at the end, but it's like at that point you were already invested. It was just like, oh shit, this nigga's here too. But like before that, like the show itself is just a fantastic show. So easy win to me. Like
you got that. Congratulations, Gen V.
Yes.
You feel me? Dennis is about to do the next award.
Okay. So this award brings me great joy because we've talked about some of these in the past. And I felt like it was time that we created some sort of award for this type of cinema. Mm-hmm. Right? So speaking of cinema, this is the Cult Cinema Award for lowbrow films. And the nominees are Silent Night. The Meg 2. It's a Wonderful Knife.
We got some quality bullshit
out there. Cocaine Bear. And Thanksgiving. So, as someone who's seen every one of these films, I have Thanksgiving winning. And I'm going to tell you guys why. While this is a list for lowbrow films, that movie was actually fucking good. Like it was, it was like, holy shit! It's getting a sequel.
I was gonna give it to Silent Night because, like, I didn't see Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is for real. It's already guaranteed a sequel. It was that good. Silent Night was fun, but at the same time, these niggas didn't say a single fucking word the entire movie. Like it was literally a silent film.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about literally the action joint.
Okay, Thanksgiving got it.
Yeah. The action joint that just recently came out. It was cool. Shout out to my son Cuddy. He was in it. He was a cop. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. He's Silent Night.
Oh, I didn't see that movie.
Yeah. See?
Okay. So Thanksgiving got it.
Yeah, yeah. No, not Violent Night. Silent Night.
I was thinking of Violent
Night. Yeah. No, Violent Night. Cleans this list. Let's but Thanksgiving.
I gotta see Thanksgiving though.
Please do. It's actually a good movie.
Okay.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats to Thanksgiving, man.
Come up here. John Carver, come up here and get your award, please, also, sir.
Don't kill me. All right. So next we're gonna move into real controversial territory.
Ooh, okay.
We're gonna go into the superhero film of the year.
Mm.
And the nominees are Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Blue Beetle, surprising sleeper hit. Ant-Man Quantumania.
The Flash.
If I have to give a choice between those, it's tough because
between Guardians and Spider-Man.
Yeah, like which one? Spider-Man is innovative in every way. That movie is super innovative. But I kind of lean towards Guardians only because the High Evolutionary did such a good job being a piece of shit. like I was, we talked about it. Like we were thrilled when his face got ripped off. Like we were fucking excited. And it was, they stuck the landing, which is important for me in a trilogy.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
We didn't know Spot was going to be fucking terrifying at all in Across the Spider-Verse. And true. He ended up being one of the most terrifying motherfuckers of all time.
True.
So I believe Across the Spider-Verse, still, outside of it being innovative and artistic, took a character nobody gives a fuck about and turned them mad terrifying. While also expounding on their story and lore and roping us in a way that, like, this is not the full movie, but, like, we were satisfied.
Okay.
And we
okay.
do want more.
This is tough because I feel like with Guardians, I rate trilogies hard, especially the third one. Mm-hmm. If it's wrapping up, is do you stick the landing? And I feel like they stuck the landing. They closed everyone's stories, and I could just be satisfied.
Can I say
that
they stuck the landing, but I don't fucking like the new Guardians at all?
That's fine. That's fine.
And that's probably my only gripe. Like, that they really stuck the landing, but, like, that new Guardians team, like, I'm looking at them like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are they doing over here?
Like, maybe we should do, like, a villains category, because for me, the High Evolutionary,
he did a great job. But I will say the overall, like, I just think the Spider-Verse might have it.
Okay, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with either one winning. If Miles wins another one, bro, you that nigga, son. You that nigga.
We gonna give both of them.
Hey, there you go.
Galaxy 3 and Across the Spider-Verse.
Hey, I just want y'all
to believe that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 deserves a notch for one of the best. Because, like, people pretending like that shit don't exist because that nigga works for DC now. And, like, no, nigga, that's actually one of the best movies in this fucking phase.
Yes.
So it might be easily. The best movie in this phase easily. Yes. So, yeah, let's give it to that nigga.
Hey, and just so y'all know, we've been very impartial this year. We haven't been giving a lot of ties, but that was tough.
That was very fucking tough.
All right. So, let me see who I have on my list. Oh, okay. So this award, another new award, the Michael Bay Award for guns, explosion, all around violence.
Facts.
There were some good, really violent films this year, and I feel like they needed a nod. So the nominees are Extraction 2, John Wick 4, Warrior Season 3, Transformers Rise of the Beast, and Twisted Metal. Now, this sounds like a tough category. My only counterpoint to anything that you bring up is in John Wick 4, that nigga got hit with a car, and he shot him as he got hit by the car, and as his body floated in the air, he shot him while he rotated in the air until he fell. Easily a gun. To me, that's a winner.
So, to piggyback off of that, this nigga ran up stairs for 40 minutes.
Yo.
For like 15 minutes. Got kicked down multiple of those stairs. After he got hit by a car, by the way, he's already injured. He probably got CTE. His brain fluid is leaking. And he just has to get up and walk back up them stairs and kill everybody while he's going up them goddamn stairs. John Wick 4, come get your fucking award. Come get your award.
Yo, please. Please.
Fuck, dude.
You were fucking wildin', bro.
Also, that dog and black man.
Hey,
come get your award.
Listen,
they did that.
Like I said, the other nominees, Warrior's a great fucking
Warrior
show.
Got that too, but
I mean, Extraction had like that 10-minute Sega Genesis arcade scene of him just
crazy
with a machine gun taking down helicopters. Like it was nuts. Fucking. But John Wick, bro. Like
John Wick 4 got that. Congratulations for y'all award. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all come up and get your
great job, award. Keanu.
All right, so this is my favorite award, actually. This is the Dennis the AKA award.
Okay.
Right? So, okay. The first AKA we got is D'Angelo. Gentlemen, you had my curiosity, but now you have my subscription. Monkey Flea Luffy.
Mm.
The Fly Evolutionary.
Yes, sir.
Adam Warlock's Space Power Respect. You feel me? Wheezing F Baby. That's also a good one. Danny Potter and the Prisoner of Astroland. Straight up!
Straight up!
You feel me? What am I? Say it. Offensive. He who pods, if my thoughts, my AKAs were wild, I'll just wait till you meet my Harriers.
No, I can't be. I gotta be impartial. This has nothing to do with me. He has to pick.
This is so difficult. Because Jingo, to me, you have my curiosity, but now you have my subscription. And then we got to what am I saying? Where is it? You pods also go crazy. Yo, I think because these are two of the best things in our pod. Sphere this year, world combining the what am I saying wizards, the Twilight Harry Potter connect has to win that one. So congratulations, Dennis, for the what am I saying
wizard.
Hey man, look, the people love that shit. Hey, the people love our Twilight. They love our Harry Potter.
They love it.
We're gonna find. Lord of the Rings coming soon.
Hey.
Like, I'm going to watch Lord of the Rings.
You heard it.
And I'm about to come in with some shit for y'all. I'm going to tell y'all all the times I fell asleep. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be like, all the times I'm like, this is boring. I didn't like this. This is fucking boring. I can't wait. That's going to be a great episode. Shit. And then Dennis trying to explain to me what's actually happening. And me going, oh
yeah.
Damn, I wasn't even really paying attention, man.
Y'all gonna want to sign up for Patreon to see the visible anger in my face.
That's a fact. Alright, yeah, man.
Oh shit. Alright. The next award is called the That's All Folks. This is the series finale award. Did they stick the landing? And the nominees for this award are Barry, Succession, Top Boy, Titans, or Billions. Now, as someone who's seen all of these shows, I love Barry. I thought that was great. Succession was kind of fucked up, but it's, you know, white people problems. Top Boy had like a really random what the fuck type ending.
I didn't like Top Boy's ending.
Titans ended, but it ended. Like, that's kind of what happened. And Billions, for me, now you guys know me. I like to see a villain win. And the villain won. So for me, it was incredibly satisfying to see my nigga Bobby Axelrod come back, not me, get his throne back, and basically tell MODOK, because that was the same nigga that acted as MODOK, get the fuck out of New York City, nigga. Like, we scamming again. We getting this money. Fuck you trying to be president, nigga. You got
the first two?
Barry and Succession.
All right, so
I got Billions, though. But go ahead. I'll let you pick. What you got?
I got Barry, but I'll let you get Billions. I don't watch Billions.
Yeah, villain one, bro. That is a fantastic end to
like
show.
Chaos. So,
yo, that was what made it great.
But here's another thing. Succession was mad chaotic. The ending was mad chaotic.
It was.
It was something that, like, you kind of didn't see, but you kind of did. But, like,
it felt fitting, though.
Barry. Nah, I'll give it to Billions.
After the last season of Billions and everything that happened and this guy coming back onto the show and like, listen, Bobby Axelrod, you son of a bitch. Hey, you don't even have to pay us for it. Like, that's crazy. Like, you actually got this award on your own merit, nigga.
All right, man. And I'm about to do my final award.
Okay.
For the night, which is you know, the Denim Scorsese Award. Hey, the movie of the year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is, you know, this is going to have a lot of deliberation because this can be going either way.
Put the awards so they can see.
Movie of the year, the Denim Scorsese.
Yes.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Godzilla Minus One. Barbie. John Wick 4. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay. All right. So, if I got to do by elimination,
John Wick gone.
John Wick is definitely
gone. But it's way too niche.
Yeah, it's not a movie of the year.
Barbie is a great movie, has a lot of different, like, great things and visual features and the actors and stuff, and it's lighthearted, but, like, I feel like it can also leave this list.
Ooh, I was going to keep Barbie. Go ahead, keep going.
Godzilla Minus One, $15 million, also made Godzilla a formidable monster like people think it is. Made a movie where the humans didn't suck, where we were like, we want these humans to survive. We want these humans to live. Made a movie where Godzilla felt like a threat, but in a way where, like, you know how humans think things are threats because we don't understand it. We think, like, this shit is dangerous. And, like, then we fuck with it, and then it fucks us up. Like, so that can stay on the list.
Okay.
Spider-Man, of course, can stay on the list. And Guardians of the Galaxy 3 can... Guardians of the Galaxy 3 can't stay on the list for me.
All right, so I'm going to... So
between Spider-Man and Godzilla Minus One.
So for me, I was going to go with either Spider-Man, because that's definitely, like, one of the best movies of the year. Barbie. Surprisingly.
I mean, Barbie... Now that I'm thinking about Barbie is get back on it. But we both have a Spider-Man vote. So
yeah, so... Yeah.
Would you... Well, explain your Barbie.
Yeah. All right, so... And between... Between Barbie, Spider-Man, and I was going to keep Godzilla on there, but the only reason he doesn't stay on there is because this is probably one of the best Godzilla movies, and I feel like that's why I'm rating it the way I rate it, but it is one of the best movies ever. But it's one of the best Godzilla movies, period. But that's where it stops, is with just that.
Barbie is one of the best movies ever?
For the year, yes. Like, in terms of what... It's... Before the movie came out, we saw it as a parody. We thought it was just going to be really goofy, but it had and it had heart to it. Like, I mean, granted, there was some goofiness, but there was a message there. Yeah, there was a serious message there, and I feel like while the movie is kind of geared towards women, you can watch it as a guy and understand what they're saying in the movie. I mean, but you know what I mean, right? But it's built around Barbie, which was like for, you know, women, but. When you watch the movie, it's really well done. And even the singing, like with my son, Kenuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was more to the movie that, more than just the presentation of the movie, was the message behind the movie. And I felt like that alone kind of pushed it up higher than I expected it to be. Granted, that takes nothing away from Miles and Across the Spider-Verse. That's still one of the best movies, like, animated movies ever made. Just movies, not even to put animated on it. But the message behind Barbie is what kind of pulled me off guard. So like I said, I don't have a problem with either one winning, but I do feel like Barbie is easily one of the best movies, like, of the year. Like, surprisingly.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I will say, though, that I don't think Barbie checks off all the boxes like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse does.
Okay.
When it comes to, like, the different array of emotions and different things. Because, like, in Barbie, like, yeah, it was deep and they had political messaging and stuff. But, it, you know, they also put it behind, like, kind of palatable jokes and, like, kind of, like, while it was deep, kind of simplistic ways that people would be like, oh, I get what's happening here. You know what I'm saying? Whereas in, like, Spider-Man, like, it was whimsical, and then it just wasn't. Like, it took you on a ride kind of the entire time. And I feel like Barbie, the vibe was, like, it's an up vibe, and then it's a down vibe. But then it's an up vibe again, but then it's a down vibe. And
okay.
Now we're being serious. But then, like, and I felt like in watching Spider-Verse, it was just like, oh, shit, what the fuck is happening? What the hell is going on? Like, and I feel like that experience, movie-wise, was more exciting than maybe the Barbie experience, or maybe like a Oppenheimer experience. Do you get what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
These are movies that, like, you kind of go into it, you may not know what's going to happen, like, especially with Barbie. Like, I thought it was a parody, and I thought it would just be hilarious.
Me too.
And it was hilarious mostly the whole time. But it was also pretty serious at times. And it talked some real shit, spit some real shit.
Right. It felt like they were trying to tell you real shit through jokes.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to lighten the seriousness of it with the jokes.
Spider-Man, when it was serious, it was fucking serious. And then when it was jokes, it was fucking jokes. So I feel like they probably did a better job of, like,
playing that line
in that story. And okay. I feel like that makes it probably a tad bit a better and more exciting movie.
Okay. Okay. I'm okay with that. Like I said, those were my two final picks for choice of the year, and I was okay with either one. So, Miles, I think that's your third win.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? You were cleaning up. You were cleaning up. Know what I mean? Okay. So, we have one more thing to talk about. This is not an award. This is more most anticipated, right? So I just wanted to go through some of the lists and you could tell me which ones you kind of care about. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Absolutely.
That's one of the top movies for me currently going into the new year.
That boy you just snitched on came home.
Yeah.
You're about to get crazy. About to get real
Snoop and Baby Boy. Deadpool 3. No, I mean,
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to that because it feels like Marvel.
This is where y'all could make it up to us.
Yes, and the fact that they cleared out the lane for this movie, like nothing else from Disney is coming out but Deadpool 3. So they got a lot of faith in whatever they put into this movie. So fact. You guys are gonna know because we're gonna do a review on that shit whenever it drops. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I am looking forward to this. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the last Ghostbusters that was like, I guess the reboot with the new kids was actually really fucking good. Surprisingly, that movie was really fucking good.
I believe
you. Like, I honestly, like, I was kind of shocked. And it had to be good because they're giving it a fucking sequel. Like, it's good. So I'm actually looking forward to that.
I'm going
to
check it out.
Godzilla and Kong, the new Empire.
Hell yeah, man. Zilly Kong, Link up. So, the war is over.
So... before we move on to the next one, I just had to put it out there that when it comes to this movie, one thing I've noticed is between the Kong and the Godzilla fans, the Kong fans are a lot more excited that they don't have to face Godzilla. Because the Godzilla fans were not like, yo, hey, oh my God.
It's because y'all niggas are goddamn, I live in high school. I want to relive the glory days of my goddamn life, niggas. Like, get the fuck over it. Grow up.
All dude. The Kong fans were like,
I'm a Kong fan. Listen, it wasn't a few. It was like, this shit is hot. Like,
they were like, oh shit, these niggas find Lincoln. The Godzilla fans were like, that's what's up.
Oh, well, if they was like, we would have fucking murdered him. You fucking dumbass apes. Y'all going nuts, monkeys? You niggas are the gorillas.
I got exactly what I wanted.
Y'all niggas is gorillas, man.
I got exactly what I want.
These niggas love a lizard. And I love that lizard, too. But these niggas take it too far, dude.
I got exactly what I want.
Too far. Exactly, nigga. Get continue, nigga. Fuck that. You already know what I'm finna do. Always. Team Kong, nigga. Fuck is he talking about? Mama mentality. Nigga came into game 7 with a torn rotator cuff. That nigga got a shooting sleeve on because he got fucked up in the last game. Mama mentality, nigga. Fuck is we talking about, nigga? They got your boy Zilly out here rocking Lakers colors.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
Oh, Zilly and Kong versus an orangutan and some type of fucking monsters coming soon to a fucking theater near you, nigga. I just need y'all to go get that shit.
All right. Next time, Sonic 3.
Excited.
Shadow.
Did you see nature? They found a darker hedgehog in nature.
Oh, right, shit.
As Sonic 3 about to drop. Yo, God,
that's some promo. That's some good promo. That's some crazy promo. The only other thing on my list, I still have a couple more. A Quiet Place, the prequel. I'm looking forward to that because the first two were actually good. And I think that was my knock earlier when we were talking about Silent Night, is that's how you do a silent film, where it's still tension in there. Like, you can lean into the music and all that. Silent Night did not do that, and it didn't do it well. But A Quiet Place, fantastic, those first two movies, and I'm looking forward to this prequel. I won't say this is an anticipated film in the sense of excitement. It's more like, I need to see if this is either going to like work really well, or we're going to have a fucking field day on this podcast when that shit drops. Joker 2, the musical, nigga. It's either going to be fucking fantastic, or we are going to tear that shit apart in this podcast. Fucking promise.
One or the other.
Let me see. Dune 2. So you guys know how I feel about Dune. But I'm going in. I'll try it. I'll give it one more. Because that first one, that wasn't it. It didn't. It was looked nice. It looked pretty. It's pretty as fuck.
I like how Bautista was acting.
But
I really don't fuck with Timothée Chalamet like that. High key.
But
he kind of talented.
But you know what I mean?
I don't know. This second movie should be the one where shit actually happens.
I hope.
But we'll see.
Because I'll come on this podcast. I don't care what we talking about in that episode, nigga.
That's fine.
Trainwreck. Madam Web. Look.
I'm ready to see this just to laugh.
Look. Real talk. Hey, I know we're supposed to have like a certain amount of expectation when it comes to these Sony superhero movies. But listen, I saw the posters for this. I don't know who the graphic designer is. If there even was a graphic designer, I feel like the director just had the kids do it. Like, it's terrible across the board. And it's not good. It looks like a CW film. They just don't care. And it's like,
they just after, wait for Tom Holland to make a decision.
After a while, it's just like, you can't keep giving them like this grace. It's been like 20 years to make a superhero film, bro. Craven. Like, try better. Craven. That actually looks... That's a perfect example. You look at how Craven is shot, and you look at how Madam Web is shot. You can see which one had a bigger budget, bro. Like, it's certainly fucking clear.
While they're still like weird movie makers, and they make like kind of campy super movies, you can tell that they actually cared a little bit more about Craven than they
about like the Madam Web. Very fucking clear.
Just from the main shorty, and I'm like, I don't know her like that. I don't know her from anywhere, right? But every line she has delivered, I don't want to disrespect her too much or too crazy. But every line she delivered, if I was a director, I would tell her to do it over. there's no way they didn't overshoot and then the nigga got tired of how bad she was acting and was like,
we're just gonna have to use that one.
It seemed like she was just phoning it in. And either the directors got fed up and was like, that's the one we're using, or she said it the first time and it was like, we got it.
Exactly. So, honestly, I'm looking for just to see it. Honestly, it's not an excitement thing for... And it's dropping on, like, Valentine's Day or something. Like, which is a strange day.
I'll take my shorty
then. To fucking drop.
Honestly, I'm going to take my shorty then. But okay. Break up with me. That's all.
What was this?
Thank you for that. What the fuck? This is what you like, Spider-Man? Oh my god! I'm leaving you. What the fuck? Spider's a fucking loser. Oh fuck!
He wasn't even in this movie.
It wasn't even Spider. It was Ezekiel Elliott. That was Ezekiel Sims.
Nerd.
She's like, you fucking dork. God.
Oh my god! All right. So that. Oh, and finally, Venom 3. I want to see how they close that off.
Yeah,
honestly, I just kind of want to see how they close that off. So there wasn't, like I said, there was no awards for that, right? So there's one final award that we have to give out, that I have to give out. Now, you guys know how we do these shows, right? We have the intro, we do the AKs, I kind of start us off, and this guy closes the show. Faithfully, every fucking episode, 100 episodes. So, I felt it was only right that the last award of the night is the Colton Take Us Home. You know what I mean? We got to give my guy an award. So, I went through the episodes, I found the best ones, and I want y'all to hear it. And the nominees for the Colton Take Us Home Award are No Peace, but after N-O Peace, you gotta No Peace. N-K-N-O-W. That's Colton with the last run. This one is one of my favorites. I had to clear my throat for this, but I want to make sure I get this as controversial as possible. Harry Child endangerment was his own fault. Slavery. No one told him to be a slave. That was a choice. That was gas. He was fucking wild in that episode.
No one told him to be a slave. It's crazy.
Yo, gas is fucking wild in that episode, okay? This is one of my favorites. If all else fails, give that shit rabies. You can have some rabies in your system or your teeth. Just Colton. Like, there was no reference.
What are you talking about? Just what the fuck, man? All right, continue. That's bad, funny, and random.
Oh, shit. Oh, this one.
Oh,
That's Gear 5 Luffy beating your ass while using terrain. Rubbery terrain, nigga.
That ass. Nigga was laughing way too hard.
I need my Fantastic Four all white. That's gas again.
Gas might have to start doing the outros. Wow, this is me so fucking aggressive and crazy. First, you shouldn't have been a slave. I need an all white Fantastic Four. Fuck that.
This nigga is wildin', son. The next one is woo! That's me as Colton as he watched the High Evolution and get his face ripped off.
I was so excited. It was such a good moment. It wasn't a good moment for y'all. Was it only a good moment for me?
And finally, think, Green Lanterns, think.
I feel like that's
prolific that now your award is being handed out to different people, because Gas was fucking wilding with that slavery was a choice with Harry Potter, son. That nigga said Harry Potter chose to be a slave.
That one, sleep. Other one is fucking crazy as well.
You know what? The other one. You know what? I'm giving out two awards. I'm giving out one to Gas for that. And I'm also giving you an award for, if all else fails, just give that shit rabies. Like, you can rabies your system or your teeth. Like,
what science was I on? Like, when did I bring that
shit? Pod science, baby. Pod science. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So, you guys can get your award. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Hi. It's me. I don't remember when I said that.
It was one of the Danger Room episodes, but yes, 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 yes. Both you and Gassier West, you know what I mean?
That nigga's just been saying shit, and I love it. I love it so much. We got, don't worry. Yo, follow the Patreon. We got some shit for y'all.
This nigga was wildin'. Only other thing I have to say is, obviously, shout out to you guys for watching. I mean, we appreciate you. Shout out to the Green Lanterns, definitely. You know what I mean? We got the genies for y'all. Shout out to Snacks. Shout out to Maya. Shout out to Tana. Shout out to Anika. Shout out to Candace. Shout out to Drew, Empress, Dave, Wolfsden, Dre, Ski. You know what I mean? Shout out to all y'all for repping the gang. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what tier of Patreon you have. You will be able to see this episode. I don't care what tier it is. You're going to see it. Dollar tier, I don't give a fuck. Like, everyone's going to see the Patreon. Yes, it's special. You know what I mean? So definitely shout out to y'all. Shout out to all just creators, period. You know what I mean? We just fuck with creators. You know what I mean? Look, you see the type of, we got a production and shit.
We gonna give y'all this award
word
real quick.
I mean,
there's an award for y'all.
So yeah, shout out to all creators. Shout out to the movie club, you know what I mean? That's my gang right there. They always fuck with me. They listen to the podcast.
Love them.
Yeah, we're about to go do that in a few. Nowhere. Shout out to just Patreon, you know what I mean, for like just Patreon. Building this shit.
We love y'all, you know what I mean? Because y'all gave us the chance to show our beautiful faces to the people. Y'all gave us a chance to monetize in a world where monetization is usually only to the favored, like to the big, and the already platformed, already got money people. So shout out Patreon for giving us the opportunity,
You know what I mean? And we don't even have to do ads. You know what I mean? Like, if you just fuck with what we do, you sign up to the Patreon, you get to see. Like, if you've been listening to this whole episode, imagine how much crazier if you just saw this episode. You know what I mean? You ain't seeing, like, the denim ties we got on right now. The denim fits, you know what I mean? We got the denim jacket on. Show the sneakers, you know what I mean? Woo! You got the jeans on?
Yes, sir.
Y'all even seen the Tuck White tee? What? Niggas is wilding in here.
We moving different. It's new year, new production. Yo, we going crazy.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to give a shout out to all y'all, because y'all make this shit happen. You know what I mean? So thank you. If you're someone that's considering joining a Patreon, please do. You know what I mean? Check it out. We got mad different tiers, with dollar tier, five, ten, whatever. Yeah, so we appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. I'm not going to do a crazy outro because it's the fucking end of the year, bro. Like, just enjoy. I mean, hopefully, if you have your own opinions on some of the people who won tonight. You know what I mean? We'd love to hear it. You know what I mean? And
if you feel like we missed anything, if you feel like we was wrong about anything, if you feel like you was right about anything,
yes,
go crazy.
You know what I mean?
Also, what we might do, I think would be cool, is if we also put out people to, we like on the page, like I guess as we're getting closer to the GDs, we start asking them what their choices are.
Okay, I'll fuck with that. So yeah, while I gave you like the take us home, you have any final words? Wrap the genie.
My final words would be, we love y'all. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Like this is the best year. And I feel like every year is like the best year. You know what I'm saying? Like the first year is like struggles, but like our first year was like really good. Like
now we was killing
niggas that did things for the first year.
We was killing.
The pandemic almost fucked everything up, but we came back stronger.
Baby.
And now we're just look at us. Who would have thought?
We got a video.
Not me. Like we got the
and straight denim rings. You know what I mean?
Denim rings. We got denim ties. We got the whole setup. We got like the official envelope. Come on, man. We had the awards in that bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
We really love y'all.
We went crazy with the production. We went crazy with the production.
Lanterns. You guys are part of the Mighty Metahumans.
Yes, sir.
You guys are part of the Triple X-Men.
Yes, sir.
You guys are part of everything. We love y'all, man. That's it. My final to go phrase is,
kiss me on your forehead.
Yo. Thank you for being a part of this. Genies 2025. We'll see you next year.
Yeah.